Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammer. 27. Came now to ocean the ever-courageous hardy henchmen, their harness-bearing, woven war-sarks. The warden marked, trusty as ever, the earl's return. From the height of the hill, no hostile words reached the guests as he rode to greet them. "But welcome," he called to that weirder clan as the sheen-mailed spoilers to ship marched on. Then on the strand, with steeds and treasure and armor, their roomy and ringdite ship was heavily laden. High at its mast rose over Hrothgar's hoarded gems. A sword to the boatguard Beowulf gave, mounted with gold on the mead bench, since he was better esteemed, that blade possessing heirloom old. Their ocean keel boarding, they drove through the deep and Daneland left. A sea-cloth was set, a sail with ropes firm to the mast. The flood timbers moaned, nor did wind over billows that wave-swimmer blow across from her course. The craft sped on. Foam-necked, it floated forth o'er the waves, keel-firm bound over briny currents, till they got them sight of the Geatish cliffs, home-known headlands. High the boat, stirred by winds, on the strand updrove. Helpful at haven, the harbor-guard stood, who long already for loved companions by the water had waited and watched afar. He bound to the beach the broad-bosomed ship with anchor-bands, lest ocean billows that trusty timber should tear away. Then Beowulf bade them bear the treasure, gold and jewels. No journey far was it thence to go to the giver of rings, Hygelac Hrethling. At home he dwelt by the sea-wall close, himself and clan. Haughty that house, a hero the king, high the hall, and hagged right young, wise and wary. The winters few in those fortress walls, he had found a home, Harris' daughter. Nor humbled her ways, nor grudged she gifts to the Geatish men of precious treasure. Not thrice pride showed she, folk queen famed, or that fell deceit. Was none so daring that durst make bold, save her lord alone of the liegemen dear, that lady full in the face to look? But forged fetters he found his lot, bonds of death. And brief the respite, soon as they seized him, his sword doom was spoken, and the burnished blade a baleful murder proclaimed and closed. No queenly way for women to practice, though peerless she, that the weaver of peace from warrior dear, by wrath and lying his life should reave. But Heming's kinsmen hindered this, for over their ale men also told that of these folk-horrors fewer she wrought onslaughts of evil after she went gold-decked bride to the brave young prince, aethling haughty, and off his hall all the fallow flood at her father's bidding safely sought, which since she prospered, royal, throned, rich in goods, fain of the fair life fate had sent her, and leal in love to the lord of warriors. He of all heroes I heard of ever, from sea to sea of the sons of earth, most excellent seemed. Hensulfa was praised for his fighting and feeing by far-off men, the spear-bold warrior. Wisely he ruled over his empire. Eoma woke to him, help of heroes, Heming's kinsman, grandson of Garmund, grim in war. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.